At a few minutes after 4 p.m. Eastern Time on August 14, 2003, the largest blackout in United States history hit the East Coast. An 800-megawatt power surge roared from Ontario to New York City, shutting down power grids across the region. We call this a blackout, yet the real reason our world came to a halt was not because of dimmed lights, but because of still motors. The motor is what made electricity a superstar among energies. We don't often think about it, but electricity is best thought of as a way to move motion from one place to another. The immediate source of electricity is motion. The mechanical motor of a generator spins to create electricity. This motor is driven by various fuels, mostly coal, petroleum, and nuclear, yet turning these fuels into electricity is a costly conversion process. We do it, though, because of the convenience. Electricity is easily transmitted and can run motors in our homes. Without electricity, each house would have a loud motor churning away to run everything. In fact, our houses would look much like a factory of the late 19th century. Factories of the time were powered by large steam engines. This engine spun a shaft that ran through the factory. Machines hooked onto the rotating shaft with an elaborate system of belts. In the early part of the 20th century, that all changed when an electric grid was laid across the United States. And when Nikola Tesla invented a durable electric motor, a motor that runs our homes today. Our refrigerators have motors, as do hair dryers, VCRs, and air conditioners. And of course, many of the things in our homes exist because of electric motors. During the blackout, dairy farms lost the ability to milk their cows mechanically, and no motors whirred in ATMs to spit out money. In Detroit, the blackout caused a gas shortage when it stilled the electric motors at the pumps. And perhaps the most devastating was in Cleveland, which lost fresh water because no electric pumps could move the water from Lake Erie. Some areas ran the risk that their major reservoirs would run dry, and fire departments would have no way to put out fires. What were we left with then, with no moving parts that could get us through a blackout? A technology almost exactly the age of a motor, in fact one which grew up slightly before it, the 100-year-old technology of ham radio. Run off of batteries, they are not dependent on our modern infrastructure. In the New York area alone, about 100 ham radio operators work with the Red Cross to coordinate the emergency response of ambulances.